At the UPS Store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good.
The UPS Store. Be unstoppable. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. Come in today to get your holiday goodies there on time.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at SeventhGeneration.com.
Hello, I'm Monica Reinagle, and you're listening to the Nutrition Diva podcast, a show where we take a closer look at nutrition news and research and answer your nutrition questions so that you can feel more confident about your food and nutrition choices. Today, we're talking about niacin, how it affects your health, how much you need, and how much might be too much. Nutrition Diva listener Donnie wrote, "I have a question about niacin or B3 intake. The recommended daily allowance for niacin is 16 milligrams with a tolerable upper limit of 35 milligrams. I eat what I consider to be a pretty healthy diet, but I usually end up in the 50 to 60 milligram range. Do I need to be concerned about the long-term effects of constantly being over that upper limit of 35 milligrams?" Donnie's question may have been triggered by recent news coverage of a study that suggested a link between high levels of niacin and an increased risk of cardiovascular disease. However, I think the news coverage may have overstated the case a bit. And in all fairness, the news media may have been led astray by a press release that accompanied the publication, which really glossed over many of the limitations that the researchers themselves noted in the actual paper. First, let's take a quick look at what this study found. Researchers working at the Cleveland Clinic measured the amount of certain niacin metabolites. These are compounds that excess niacin breaks down into in the blood of over 1,000 heart patients. And those patients with the highest level of these compounds in their blood had a higher risk of cardiovascular events. Now, one of those compounds, the one called 4PY, had separately been found in mouse studies to promote vascular inflammation. And the reason that's meaningful is that it suggests a plausible mechanism for how excess niacin intake might promote heart disease. Now, make no mistake, this is an important finding for researchers. However, the message that filtered through to the non-research world was that too much niacin could be a cause of heart disease, and that is miles away from what this study actually found. First of all, this was a correlation, which, as we know, doesn't prove causation. Secondly, these were cardiac patients, so we certainly can't assume that this correlation would hold true for the general population. But the biggest problem with trying to extract actionable advice out of this study is that they didn't actually measure how much niacin people were eating. So there is no way to say what amount of dietary niacin is even correlated with this increased risk. Is it 100 milligrams a day? 1,000 milligrams a day? We have no idea. Before we get into how much niacin is safe for you to be getting, let's just back up a minute and review what niacin, also known as vitamin B3, does for us. Niacin is involved in converting the nutrients we eat into cellular energy. It also plays a role in cellular signaling, DNA repair, and maintaining healthy skin. Now, once upon a time, niacin was really popular as a natural way to lower your cholesterol. Supplementation with niacin reliably increases HDL levels, what we call the good cholesterol, and decreases LDL and triglyceride levels. Now, unfortunately, those improvements in cholesterol profiles didn't seem to reliably translate into a reduced risk of cardiovascular disease. Then again, it turns out that long-term niacin supplementation can also increase insulin resistance. That's a different risk factor for heart disease, which could cancel out the cholesterol-lowering benefits. If you want to see real change, you need to be consistent, and hair care is no exception. Vegamore makes sticking to your hair care routine easy so that you can actually see the results you've always wanted. With a monthly subscription of their Grow Hair Serum, you'll never run low on the products that you need, plus it saves you money. For best results, you want to use this for at least 3 months to see visibly fuller, healthier, and thicker looking hair. I'm only on month 2, but the routine is super simple, and I like the way my hair is looking. I also appreciate that Vegamore products are free of harsh chemicals and are also 100% cruelty-free. Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore, and for a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/diva and then use the code DIVA at checkout. That's VEGAMOUR.com/diva and the code DIVA to save 20% on your first order.
Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
At the UPS Store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good.
The UPS Store. Be unstoppable. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. Come in today to get your holiday goodies there on time.
Niacin's other big trick is acting as a precursor to NAD+. This is a coenzyme that has provoked intense interest among longevity researchers and longevity chasers. NAD plus levels in the body tend to fall off as we get older, and so there's hope that propping them up might slow down the aging process. However, niacin really isn't the most efficient way to raise NAD plus levels in the body. Other closely related compounds like nicotinamide riboside, or NR, or nicotinamide mononucleotide, or NMN, are more commonly used as supplements to increase NAD plus levels. And if that's a train that you are currently on, you'll be reassured to know that this latest finding does not apply to those compounds. So now let's talk about those recommended intakes and limits for niacin that Donnie mentioned in his email. As he correctly notes, the recommended daily allowance for niacin is 14 milligrams a day for adult women and 16 milligrams a day for adult men. And most people get substantially more than that. For instance, a single 3-ounce serving of cooked turkey or salmon provides around 9 to 10 milligrams of niacin. Meats like chicken, tuna, turkey, and salmon are among the highest food sources, and you get smaller amounts in whole grains, especially brown rice, legumes, and seeds. But fortified foods, particularly cereals, contribute significantly to niacin intake. For example, fortified cereals can contain between 20 and 30 milligrams of niacin per cup or per serving. And then finally, the addition of supplements can easily double or triple total niacin intakes compared to diet alone. And that appears to be especially true among older individuals who may just be taking more supplements. So you can see how easy it would be to exceed the tolerable upper limit of 35 milligrams a day for niacin. However, if you're starting to get nervous, it may reassure you to know that this upper limit is really intended simply to avoid the flushing of the skin that can happen if you take a lot of niacin at once. Although you might find that mildly unpleasant, this flushing is a totally harmless and temporary phenomenon. The more serious side effects, the ones you might actually be worried about, such as liver damage, have only been reported with amounts 100 times higher than that. There is no way you're going to get that much from diet. If the headlines relating to this Cleveland Clinic study had you worried, I hope I've managed to set your mind at ease, at least in terms of the amount of niacin you're getting from foods. If you're supplementing with high doses of niacin, it may be worth reevaluating your intake in consultation with your healthcare provider. And don't forget to account for the niacin that you may be getting from many different supplements and what that adds up to. And you know, if you are taking niacin in an effort to reduce cholesterol, there may be other natural approaches that could offer the same or even better benefits. And I talked about some of them in episode number 687. If you have a question you'd like me to answer, you can email it to me at nutrition@quickanddirtytips.com, or you can leave me a voicemail at 443-961-6206. You might also want to check out my other podcast. It's called The Change Academy, and we talk about the art and science of creating positive behavior change. You can find that on all the major podcast platforms. Just search for Change Academy. Nutrition Diva is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast and supported by a wonderful team that includes Brandon Getches, Nathan Semmes, Davina Tomlin, Holly Hutchings, Morgan Christensen, and Cameron Lacey. Thank you so much to all of them for their support, and thank you to you for listening. That's all for this episode. I'll see you next week.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at seventhgeneration.com.